Hello, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to Thoughts and Prayers. So it's been a while. I'm sitting here with Dylan.
Hi.
We're at a party.
Yeah, we are.
But we wanted to slip away and do a little quick recording and just catch y'all up. So we've not recorded. Dylan moved out of town, but he's still close. Mm-hmm. I think our relationship got better once we slept together.
Yeah, I think so.
Was it the breakfast I cooked the next morning?
Oh, it was so good. I think it definitely hit the spot. Made me want to keep it forever.
Good deal, good deal. But yeah, so we've had a lot of adventures and had a lot of fun. And I'm excited to come back and start recording again. Yeah. That's like my New Year's resolution, is to put out 2 episodes a month. So this is the first one, so hell yeah. It's going to be short and sweet, but whatever.
Starting off on a good foot.
Yeah, that's right. And then hopefully, I don't know what we're going to talk about. I got a few things hopefully lined up for later, and we'll see what happens. We're at a Roaring Twenties party right now, and Dylan is approximately 40 feet tall and 10 pounds. He looks awesome.
I forgot that, like, I'm really tall, so when you put heels on, like, I immediately chewed up.
Like, I was like, God damn, who is this?
I'm hitting the ceiling everywhere.
You look awesome.
Thank you. You do too. We're all dressed up. We all got flapper dresses on and jewelry. And
so I was like, my fishnets are super cheap because they came with the dress. Well, the whole crotch is like busted out of them because I swear they're not the same size as the dress. Because like my legs
are... They stand the one size fits all one.
Yeah, and it doesn't. So I put on regular hose underneath. Mm. I thought that also keep me warmer.
Yeah, because it is going to be cold
But
tonight.
It gives a nice look. I dig it.
It does give a nice look.
Gives my legs a nice textured.
Yeah, exactly. Feel. I just think they're already running on my calf up here. Yeah, so we're in the same boat here. Fishnets are just cheap.
Yeah, yours look better than mine. Mine look like actual, like, nets, where yours have a little more dimension.
I think just because I have the nude underneath it.
Maybe.
I think that's what. But I put nude tights, and I have control shorts on, so I'm warm tonight. It's going to be, like, 20 degrees tonight. Mm-mm. But.
So, I told y'all me and Dylan have gotten closer since we slept together. What I didn't know about Dylan, he's the best gift giver in the world. He's been responsible for buying all of our friends' Christmas or birthday presents. He does the best job. He gets like the best, most thoughtful cards. And then I just give him half the money. Like, I don't even know if on the last person we did it for, if I even asked what you were getting, I was just like, just take my money.
Yeah.
Cause you're really good at that. So thank you. And you take good care of me and I appreciate that.
No problem. And except for Vicky's birthday, which I was a little broke then, but it's
hey,
okay.
Hey, we'll make it up to her, whatever.
Exactly. But it just comes, I don't know. I just thought of it.
You're good.
Well, like, thank you.
He got, like, our friend Lori, she uses Google.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got her, like, this home thing that brings it into her car. I didn't even know something like that existed. And then our other friend was getting a KitchenAid mixer, so he bought some accessories. And, like, he does much better than I do. And I'm thankful for that. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, it's not a problem.
So for Christmas and birthday, I wanted to do something nice to him. So I got him tickets. We're going to see Danny Pellegrino in Atlanta.
Everything Iconic live. Yeah. I'm so excited.
I said his name wrong, didn't I?
Danny Pellegrino?
Oh, I've... meant to add some more, I was trying to add Grigio.
Pina Grigio.
Pina Grigio. To it. But yeah, we're going to see him in March, right before your birthday.
Like 4 days.
Yeah, so maybe we'll go eat at Old Lady Gang before.
Maybe they'll be filming.
Yeah.
And we can get another random lady to walk up during lunch or something.
Yeah. Hope, maybe you should dress like that for the show.
You think so?
Yeah, like, I want us to get noticed because I'm so sorry. I'm mad at myself, and I may email him, but I did not splurge on meet and greets.
Oh, it's okay.
No, it's not. It was just $20 each. I should have done it.
It's all right. It'll be okay. They're not sold. I mean, like, are they still sold out?
I don't know. I hadn't looked. But also, I emailed the tickets to my old school email for, like, Columbia State Community College. I graduated from there 10 years ago. So, I don't have that email anymore because I bought them, like, I don't know what happened. So, I got to contact them. I mean, like, It's all going to be okay.
Yeah, they'll send it to another email. Yeah. They'll just void the other tickets out or whatever.
Yeah. Like, if it's anything like City Winery, where I've went to, like, watch What Crappens and something else the other day, you just tell them your name there.
Really?
Yeah. I was, I'd gotten tickets to watch What Crappens from this podcaster, and, like, I was like, my name is da-da-da, and they're like, all right. I'm like, cool. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
And this is her mom. Yeah, like.
That's, I mean, that's wild.
You didn't have to have actual tickets. Someone fighting?
No, I think someone just shut up or something.
Yeah, we're heading upstairs recording this real quick. I just wanted to do a quick, like, short and sweet thing to put out at midnight so I can get the year started off right. Yeah. It might be super short. We're at, like, 6 minutes. Do you got okay. anything you want to talk about?
I mean, not really. This year, this party's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun ringing the new year right.
It's Max's birthday. Happy birthday, yeah, Max. It's Max's
birthday.
I didn't buy him anything because I've already bought him his favorite shirt he's ever owned and his favorite koozie, so I don't know how I could get much better than that. But yeah, thanks for everything you do for us, Max. Yes, we love you. Thank you for hosting us tonight. And yes. Lauren, of course.
Yes, of course.
But yeah, happy birthday, Max.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. We got a balloon drop for midnight.
I can't wait for that.
That's going to be so much fun. It didn't actually take as long as we thought. It was like a huge bag. It's like 10 foot long. And it only took like 3 minutes to get all the balloons blew up and in there.
How many balloons?
30.
Y'all, how did y'all blow them up?
By lung.
And it only took 3 minutes?
Yeah, we had like 4 people blowing up balloons.
Hell yeah, but we're out, all y'all smoke cigarettes sometimes.
I know, we all got, sometimes, you know, we're all heavy smokers.
On occasion, you smoke a cigarette from time to time. So y'all did good, so y'all's lungs are working all right.
Yeah, we still got capacity and strength.
Good stamina.
Exactly.
Stamina.
Well, not really.
I'm going to work better on words next year.
On pronunciation.
You got any, like, New Year's resolutions?
Well, I'm going to try to get my van by this time next year, so that's a year resolution, not a New Year resolution, though.
But a goal to work towards.
Yeah, I'm going to have a van and start tricking it out. And
Is it going to be like on Pimp My Ride?
Yeah, but very more hippie than Pimp My Ride, and very more DIY.
Do you think we could contact them and see if they want to, like, do a reboot? They're rebooting everything, man.
That's so true. They should do...
Who is it? Who does it?
Oh.
Red Man? No.
No, is it... It's... What's his face? DMX? It's on... Ian, no. It's on... It's, Coco so and... Iced Tea? Is it Iced Tea? No, it's not Iced Tea.
We're digging a hole.
We really are. We should just stop.
Yeah.
Well, we have the internet.
Yeah, here's my phone. I'll look it up. But it was a rapper.
Don't confuse any more black people.
I know. Who did Pimp My Ride?
I hear his voice right now.
Exhibit. Yes. Okay. Shit.
Wow. Paris Hilton did a video called Pimp My Ride on her YouTube the other day, and it was literally just before and after her of a paint color on her car.
Oh, and I was like, I feel like that
was, well, I guess, but I feel like that was very clickbait. And I expected the entire experience of the pulling into the garage and everything.
No,
it was not.
She doesn't have to do that. That's why it was that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she doesn't have to commit.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's Paris Hilton.
Well, it's been 9 minutes.
I mean, I feel like we've done pretty good.
You're right. Hey, another goal for this year. I'm bad about you should subscribe to this podcast. Because I sometimes put them out and then delete them that day.
Yeah.
So it's almost like if you subscribe, you get to know that I'm putting one out and it might be deleted. But I'm going to do better about that this year. Like,
yeah.
This one's going to stay out the whole time.
I mean, if you have enough, if you get the courage to put it up, then just leave it.
I just got to be careful about what I say.
Yeah, that's true. And be better with editing because...
Yeah.
That you can skip all of that if you just edit the parts you want out.
Right. Or just like say the right shit to begin with.
Yeah, but that's hard. You can't do that.
Yeah. I don't know. But is someone No. I keep thinking someone's coming up here, and I'm excited. I'm like, oh, and our first guest is.
And our first guest is.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much for listening. And Dylan, I can't wait to see what 2020 holds. Thank you for having me again. Store. You're the only guest I've ever recorded with and released it and then didn't delete it.
Didn't delete it.
Because I deleted one with, like, Mary Lauren in them, and I deleted one with Victoria. But I have left one released with Victoria. Yeah. But so far...
Well, there we go. I'm the keeper.
Yeah, you're the keeper, man. I knew it. All right, well, I love you, and I'm excited to see what this night has in store.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.